Do you know what, though? All of this weather has changed us, or at least it's changed the national mood. Do you even recognise the person looking back out at you from the mirror? And they are saying it quietly. They are saying it in hushed tones, touching wood as they do for fear of tempting fate. But things are looking pretty good for most farmers right now. Maybe a sup more rain would be nice, but when you compare 2025 with how things were looking this time last year, it is pretty good. Beef and dairy farmers in Northern Ireland are also enjoying the same kind of price boon that their colleagues south of the border are getting. And this week, just outside Belfast, the Royal Ulster Agricultural Show is running in Balmoral Show. Now, if you've never been, it is kind of like the ploughing meets the horse show meets the spring show meets Thunderland, all mixed up in one. I thought that this week it would be a good place to test the mood.
Hello, how are you doing? That's a pretty healthy looking haul of rosettes already.
That's good, isn't it?
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
11 o'clock in the morning on the first day of the show, and Texel Ram breeder James Cleland already has a half dozen rosettes and a cat that got the cream grin on his face.
And the number of rosettes that you walk away with, will that directly relate to how business is this year?
Well, it helps, but at the end of the day, you have to have good animals. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you have a person, kind of, the judge today was top notch, as good as a man it is. He's probably one of the most famous people in the taxes.
And what is your business? Are you selling stock rams, or are you leasing out stock
rams? I breed rams to sell shearlings. I'm probably a wee bit unorthodox. Most people breed lambs to sell. I live very high up and live up at Dundrother, and, you know, it's... You know, it's hard for me to do lambs, so I run them on a shearlings and sell them to mostly commercial men, I would go for, where then they go on to breed lambs for the plate.
All right, this makes sense to me now. So your business really is entirely reliant on how good those rams are what their reputation is like. Yep. So you have to be here.
Well, that's it. Well, that helps me, because I'm probably a small fish in a big pond, really, you know, but it definitely does. It helps me a big lot, so it does, yeah.
Are you getting a good price this year?
Well, last year I done well, and I would like to think that we'll have better stuff again this year, so hopefully I'll improve on last year. That's your keep on their progress.
It strikes me that everybody has a bit of a pep in their step and a smile on their
face. Well, the farmer's doing it good, yeah. At the minute, prices of sheep and cattle and all is very good at the minute, so it helps.
How you doing, gentlemen?
All right.
Last minute preparations?
Yep. Just trying to get her suited and booted here.
And what class are you competing in?
The intermediate heifers for the limbs.
Beside the cattle show ring, Robert Greer is primping and preening a Limousin heifer with hairspray in one hand and a comb in the other.
How many years are you coming to Balmoral, though?
Oh, I've been coming since I've been a kid, but this is the first year as an exhibitor, so it's a new thing. Hopefully it's catching.
How's your 2025 going?
Yeah, it's going good. The weather hasn't been too bad. I mean, just helps everything, I suppose, around the farming aspect. So, yeah, it's been pleasant to date anyway.
And where are you farming?
So we're County Down, Dromara, County Down. So not too far away.
Your colleagues south of the border probably wouldn't want to say this out loud for fear of jinxing it, but to them, 2025 is looking like it's going to be a pretty good year, a bumper year even. Does it feel like that to you so far?
You don't count your chickens, you know, until the eggs are hatched, I suppose. So we just turn around, take each day as it comes, and we'll see how it is, and just keep doing what we're doing. I mean, we've got three hard times, so it's about time we had some sort of good, a bit more rewarding,
a bit more rewarding, I suppose. Yeah. You're getting good prices, aren't you?
They're where they should be at.
Good answer.
That's what I say. It's about time we were getting rewarded for what we're doing. It seems good at the minute, but it was a long time coming.
You see, if you're looking side on, it looks like a wine glass. It starts off. It'll start off sort of tapered and then come right down to the bottom of the leg. Yeah, yeah. So if you can
very long in the leg, very high in the tail, and the head below the tail.
Sort of come and level or a wine glass. If you can sort of squint your eyes, you're looking, you think you're going to lift a glass up.
Oh, absolutely. I see it now. Yeah,
your glass. That's a very distinctive shape for that bird.
The poultry tent at Balmoral is most years a thing of wonder, with hundreds of the most exotic-looking hens and cockerels in competition. But the avian flu restrictions just lifted last week mean that only one token exhibitor with birds from a single flock could attend this year. That distinction was Robert McKelvin's.
How was it in the last couple of months? Did you lose any birds to the flu?
No.
You wouldn't be here, presumably.
Yeah. No, there's, to be honest, as far as I know, it's just really wild stuff that's flying in and out has been catching it. I don't think there's none of the smaller purebred breeders actually has ever got it. You know, so.
Would your animals not be housed most of the time anyway?
They are all closed in, you see, but these birds here are like free range, you know, they like to be outside in the sun and stuff, so now we are allowed to bring them out now from last Saturday, so which is good.
You're here, but barely here, it just feels like
we've got our foot through the door really again, yes, that's right, yeah. But hopefully, I say, it's looking good now, because I say, I don't think there's been any reports since January, February time. Okay. So,
have you to restrict the number of members of the public that can come in? Is that why there's a barrier across the door?
No, at the minute, we're all judging just here at the minute, you see. So,
So I've walked right in here and shoved my size 10 into
the judging, yes. You're right in the middle of the judging.
All right, I'll take my leave.
And it's supposed to be wet.
Back out in the baking sun, and I came across a little Dexter bull calf called Rocky lying down to take a break from the heat. And to stop anybody from accidentally treading on him, a protective circle of 7 people off school for the day had formed around him.
That's because she takes it a long walk, because everyone had turns with her, and then she's sleeping, and then she woke up.
So everybody wants to take Rocky for a walk, and Rocky needs a little bit of a rest.
Yeah. Feel under there. It's actually very dry. Did you know you have to feel the nose because it's very dry? And she's having a heat stroke. Rocky, don't put your feet in. Did you know every calf is a baby when there's a mummy?
Did I know that every calf is a baby when there's a mummy? Explain that to me.
Did you know a baby? A calf is in a mummy's tummy, and a mummy's tummy has a baby, and you have to put a baby out of the mummy's tummy because it'll actually hurt in mummy's tummy.
You have to jack the top out.
Yeah, if they're not coming, you have to put the jack around the feet and help things along, yeah?
Yeah, like this.
Are you big enough and strong enough to do that?
Yeah.
Show me. Go on, do it for me now. Oh, yep, yeah, that's a good firm, swift action. You know what you're talking about. How many times have you helped the calves to be born?
Loads of times.
Loads and loads of times.
Well, I tell you, my education was complete by the time that conversation was over. Now, obviously, the higher prices that farmers are getting are translating into increased pressure on consumers in the supermarkets. And we are going to examine whether or not these prices are here to stay in the weeks ahead on the programme. But for this one weekend, let us not begrudge the farmers their moment of blue skies and better prices.